Hi, everybody. Steve Savitsky. Today we have Tzipora Harris, who's with us today, who actually wrote an article about Achdus, which we are featuring in our Jewish Action. And it's actually written by Bela Sheva Brenna, but it's about Tzipora, and it's called Women Lead the Way. Good morning. How are you, Tzipora?
Hi. Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's my honor. I read a little bit about what you're doing and your organization, and it sounds like, once again, one person with a passion could change the world. So tell me a little bit about what you've done and, you know, your organization and how it's just Avas Yisrael Project, how it's kind of spread all over us.
Thank you. So I want to take you back a little bit to where this came from. You know, once someone came over and brought us this book, and the title of the book is Two Jews, Three Opinions. So unity in Achdus has definitely been a challenge for our people for a long time.
That's
and
for sure.
To think that I could even think of undertaking something in that department is very intimidating. So, you know, what brought that about? So my husband and I work for Eish HaTorah, and my husband is a student of Rav Noah Weinberg of blessed memory. And in March of 2008, he brought me a little MP3 recorder, and he said, "Here, I really want you to hear these talks by Rav Noah Weinberg." So I listened to them, and I was so inspired. And even though there was so much going on in my life at the time, and I'm by nature not like a big activist, but the message that he had to share was just so moving that I felt I need to do something. So the gist of what he said, and he really was a great man.
No, absolutely. No question about it. Anyone who met him, he was incredible, dynamic, incredible person.
Yeah, yeah. And he really embodied, you know, Achdus, like the love for every kind of Jew, every Jew. And his message was, I'll give you a little bit of what he said. It was basically, if we in America, like way back, would have fully realized what was going on in Europe during the Holocaust, we for sure would have done more, right? If we really understood what is going on over there. And we would like to have thought of ourselves that if there was such a danger going on somewhere, that we would do everything that we can, everything that we in our power, whatever that is, to help Jews survive, to save the Jewish people. And, you know, anyone who is noticing what's going on globally, the instability, the governments, the easy nuclear access, not that everyone has it, but that it's available and that it's possible to get it, and just the physical danger that are looming for the Jewish people are far greater today than they were in the midst of the Holocaust. Today, what can be done in 6 seconds is, we're not going to talk about it.
I mean, as far as information and things like that, right?
One button, God forbid, right, can accomplish more than what Hitler did in 6 years.
Right.
Right? And Rav Noach Weinberg said, you know, if one man can be a vehicle, like Hitler, can be a vehicle for such destruction, 59 million lives and all the other damage that was caused, and he never shot a bullet except to kill himself. It was only through his words that he was able to accomplish so much destruction. So Rav Noach Weinberg said, one person can be a vehicle for healing, for goodness, for bringing people together, not bringing them apart. And that person can be you.
Okay, so that inspired you.
And that totally inspired me. And I was thinking, but you know, I'm not organized. I don't have time for this. I really did not have time for an extra project. But he really said, if you undertake, not because you have figured it all out and you have, you know, political connections and financial resources and you're like this brilliant organizer. No, just because you care. If you care enough to commit yourself to something, then you will be blessed with whatever you need to make an effort, to try. You will be blessed. So I really asked God to show me what he wants me to do about it. And I opened myself up. You know, to see what can be done. There are so many needs in the Jewish people. At the same time, this was, you know, the spring of 08, Sderot was really under attack. And I have a friend that in Manhattan that organized a little fundraiser for the children of Sderot to have a little break from their constant danger and the fears
sure,
and everything.
Of course, right.
So she organized a night, and she brought in a speaker, and she showed a film, and she was so nervous about it, like, because she's never organized an event before, but she did, and she raised close to $10,000. And I said, if Sasha Weingart can do it, I can do something too. I want to try. And I really tried to first figure out what it is that I'm going to try and do. And I called up people that in the past I would be nervous to call, different mentors and teachers and rabbis and different people that I thought could direct me and give me some guidance, and I asked for help. And the message that I got, I had met with Robertson Esther Young Rice, and she's such a special woman, really a beautiful human being and an inspiration.
Of course.
And she looked at me and she said, Sinas chinam, just baseless hatred among Jews, led to the downfall of the Jewish people and spiraled us into the exile we're in today. All the suffering that people are suffering, financially, globally, individually, is part of this exile. And you know, there's a lot to say about that, but it really was that the Jews burned the storehouses of food of each other. Otherwise,
right,
they could have
right.
sustained. So it was our own infighting and lack of forgiveness and lack of overlooking and tolerating
right.
that caused our own downfall. And she said, Avas Yisrael can restore our people. So I marched out of her office with this passion.
With this charge. Now you had a charge. Avas Yisrael
yes.
project.
Yes.
You're going to do this. You're going to
exactly.
do something. You're going to change one person at a time. And it looks like some incredible things have happened far beyond anything you ever thought, correct?
Right. So, you know, when I walked out of her office, I said, Avas Yisrael, but I had no idea how and who and what. And Mimi Jankowitz from the Old City in Jerusalem was in touch with Rav Noach Weinberg personally, even though he was already ill. And he said to her, women need to get together in groups and work on saving the Jewish people. And she got the message over to me through Saria Chevet Rigler. And I said, okay, groups, that's what we're going to do. We started by Lori Martin's, a main group in Long Island, in Lawrence. And even though this was a big stretch for me, I teach women who are usually unaffiliated. I started going from community to community and speaking to whoever would listen, you know, and women, in a very short time, I was able to speak to over 1,500 women live in different communities all over mm-hmm. the tri-state area and Baltimore.
The idea was if they got together in small groups, chaburas, 20, I might have read about it, 20 minutes, and they go over halacha story discussion, and then what you call something called the stretch of the week, which I really want to hear about. But that's an exercise where you challenge people to get out of their comfort zone, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so give me some examples of some stretches of the week that, you know, have been out there all over the place.
Oh, amazing.
Okay.
So just a few little examples. You go to a wedding, a bar mitzvah, and you naturally go to the people that you know and you're comfortable with. And then there are the people that are not really talking to anyone. And no one wants to be trapped in a conversation that's never going to end. But it's possible to, like, disengage for a moment, go over to someone, say hello, and say, excuse me, I have to do something else, but just acknowledge another human being that is not normally someone you would talk to. So a woman did that at a wedding. She went over and sat down next to someone that she kind of recognized. I haven't seen you in a while. So nice to see you. Oh, you moved back to the community. Well, I hope we see each other again. So nice to see you. That was it. And she went back to her people. And she got a phone call the next day. You have no idea what you did for this woman. You were the only person who spoke to her the entire night. we don't even know. You know, we were walking down the street in Manhattan, and an older woman stopped us to see where there's some kind of store, and we told her. And then as we were about to part, I looked at her, and she had earrings on, and she had makeup, and I said, you know, you really look very nice today. That's it. Like, it really did not take anything out of my schedule. And she looked at me, she said, you know, my husband passed away 3 months ago, and today was the first time I got out of the house. Thank you. We really don't
That's
know.
Great.
My sister
This is great. This is great stuff. I love this. I mean, basically, from what I've read about also, like, you know, there's a group in Borough Park that decided they're not going to honk their horn.
Right.
Which is great. I mean, that's a terrific thing, okay? And the women in Los Angeles place cards in various shuls on Shabbos morning, encouraging people to greet at least one person that they didn't recognize. Also, a great, great, great idea. Just little things to make people feel that they're appreciated, that they're wanted, which is really, really nice. And then I also read about the fact that it's kind of like a global kind of project in Israel. Today there are like 300 groups of women who meet regularly in Yerushalayim, Ashdod, Ramat Beit Shemesh, Netanya, Ra'anana, and so on. And are you involved with them, or is the project kind of at this point taking a life of its own and you do your thing? I know you live in Passaic, New Jersey, and there are many groups in Passaic. Do you still travel to speak to these other groups to give them encouragement?
So I do go to different groups, but in terms of running the project, so it really is run entirely by volunteers and amazing women. The operation in Israel has Mimi Jankowitz and Pamela Klayman and a number of Bela Berger, a number of women, amazing women, are involved over there. Tzipora Heller is very involved. And because the whole reality of Israel is different, so that's a whole section of the project. And outside of Israel, Rebbetzin Leah Greenman and Shuli Kleiman are really overseeing, with Randy Azulai, really overseeing this project in the entire diaspora.
And so are there communities now that don't have an Ahavas Yisrael project?
I'm sure there are. But when people hear about this, what Leah Greenman did in Passaic was really remarkable. She just gathered women together, and she initiated, and if anyone's interested, they can find out how she did it. She initiated 120 groups on every block in Passaic where there's Jews.
Really?
And people who send their children to different schools, they go to different shuls, they would normally have nothing to do with each other in certain blocks that are long, are now interacting and finding things that are in common, in overlooking the things that set them apart. It really has changed Passaic tremendously. Baltimore is following suit also.
Now, does this work for men or just for the women?
So the women are the ones who have taken on the project of meeting in small groups and taking on stretches. I don't know that men would do it in the same way, but Ahavas Yisrael is for everyone, and any person who listens to this or reads about it can have an idea that they can implement. This is completely open, and people have, you know, initiated projects for elementary school, for high school. There was a woman in Bar Park who started doing this, going from nursing home to nursing home, doing this with the elderly. You know, they have their upsets also, and you can bring so much more compassion into any environment. You could take this idea and apply to anywhere.
I see. So, you know, the stretch of the week sounds really interesting. So tell me, what are your favorite stretches of the week that you've seen so many? Which are your favorites?
Mm-hmm. So because the material has been already prepared, it is so easy. You can just scan through it online, ayproject.com, and now we're redoing the website to make it even more easy. There's material for about 3 years, and you can mm-hmm. really just print and go. It's just done, and it's there are different types. If people want more in depth, more textual, more inspirational, there's all kinds of things.
Now, let me ask you: you live in a block where there are just a lot of people. Some are religious, some are not religious. First of all, you're limiting this to Jewish people, correct?
Right.
Okay, so now you live on a block. There are Jewish people who live on your block, not affiliated, not part of your community. Do you include them in this project?
Absolutely. The invitations go to anyone who's able to make that time. And sometimes people rotate houses to make it more convenient. Sometimes they rotate times to make it. Really want to accommodate everyone.
In other words, if you're doing it in Passaic or you're doing it in Borough Park or Lakewood or places like that, I assume 99% of the people are probably religious from people.
Right.
What about people who live in communities where, you know, they live in a mixed community? You know, there are religious people, but there are also people who are not. And have you had any success with that at all?
Absolutely. So Reverend Ruth Bars, who is down in Maryland, used this, I think, in Potomac. And in her group was mostly women who are not affiliated.
Okay.
And they, you know, they look through the lessons and they chose the ones that are really pertinent to them. In some, you know, that they really chose to focus on, like mm-hmm. judging people favorably. You know, your spouse comes home and something's wrong and you just are ready to pounce. And then you stop because you just had a group meeting and someone just said how, like, they zipped their lips with their relative. And you just have that in the back of your mind and it can prevent so much unnecessary negativity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, good. That's a great thing. So you're suggesting somebody's interested, they go online to ayproject.com. They'll get information, material, all about it. And if they want to, they could just start their own little chapter on their block or in their own little community and invite people to come, women to come. And they come once a week, right, for 20 minutes? Is that what it is?
Yes, absolutely.
Once There's a week a for woman- 20 minutes.
There's a woman in Muncie whose daughter is about to go, her 3-month-old daughter is about to go through a major surgery. And she said, you know, I want to strengthen myself and I want to bring merits to protect my daughter. So she did this group on her block with a number of friends, 6 people. And she said that has given her so much warmth and strength to be able, and support. It ends up being a support for us in our life. And she was so grateful that she did this for starting out
great.
For her daughter,
well,
but really
great.
She's going to continue.
Now, I see that also that it's actually the curriculum or the materials have already been translated into Spanish and Italian and maybe someday French and Russian, correct?
Absolutely. There are groups in Italy and in Mexico that are so excited about it and
Well, that's great. I mean, so I'm really going to encourage everybody. You should really come on ayproject.com, see what it's like, and any woman who's out there who's interested. I mean, you could start this on your own. Look at how great this is. Look what Sephora Harris did. One person, she created a revolution, and that's what it takes. So Sephora, I got to tell you, you did something really, really great. And you should continue to have great ideas, do things for Klal Yisrael. And I'm sure that by doing this, you're going to bring the Avas Chinam that we need. And this is one step forward in the process. And we commend you and we thank you. And that's why in the Jewish Action, those people will read the article and you'll read about her Meeting of Jewish Hearts, Women Lead the Way by Bela Sheva Brenna. And it's a little bit about Sephora Harris and what you did. So you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for really contributing so much to Klal Yisrael.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's been a real honor.
Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.